Eileen Renfro, savagely beaten and strangled by an intruder in her Bronx home 2 years ago. He took a jewelry box on his way out, but left behind a size 11 footprint.
Drug-free, congratulations.
Especially striking are the physical similarities between her and Amy. Both were curvaceous, with long red hair.
You think the killer has a type?
The one significant difference in the cases? Eileen Renfro survived her attack.
I'm sorry. I can see why you think it might be the same guy.
I just don't think I can help you.
We know from the police report that the man who assaulted you wore a mask. That doesn't mean you can't help us identify him. Did he say anything to you?
No. I came in through my front door and he was just there.
Did he have a particular scent?
I don't think so.
Was he tall, short, somewhere in between?
I don't know. I mean, he was on top of me so quickly. His hands were around my throat.
And what about the mask?
What about it?
Was it ski, Mexican wrestling, paper plate?
Ski.
Good. Excellent. So, you got a good look at his eyes. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but a strangler can literally not be more than an arm's length from his stranglee.
Oh, Sandy, that's what, two and a half feet? I'm twice that distance from you now. I can see that your eyes are a lovely brown.
I think I'd like you to leave now.
Why, because I know that you're lying.
Mr. Holmes.
Well, she is. You can tell by the crucifix you fiddle with it every time I ask you a question. It's pacifying behavior. It's just elementary haptic communication. Just read a book, would you? She did see her attacker's face. I think she might even know who he is.
Get out.
You realize that because you protected him 2 years ago, you have the blood of an innocent woman on your hands, don't you? Perhaps you'd like to go for two or three or four.
That's enough! You're done here. Go wait in the car.
Jerk.